Andrew and the MailSig community. My name is Simon Lancaster. I am a professor of chemistry education at the University of East Anglia. And I describe myself on various occasions as a serial innovator, and I've experimented with audio feedback on a number of occasions. The first time was probably the most successful, actually, on reflection, and that was a few years ago, where what I did was I recorded using Audacity, I believe, a couple of minutes of individualized feedback. So I've been in the habit of writing feedback, like many of us, on the script, but I have appalling handwriting, and so for me, the major advantage of audio feedback was always that I could speak at least as fast as I could write, and much more intelligibly. So I preferred producing audio feedback largely for that reason. There's also, of course, considerable experience, I hesitate to use the word evidence, that this is a more effective way of doing it. I'm in the chemistry environment particularly influenced by the work of David McGarvey, who've made extensive use of audio feedback. The best method, I think, was where I produced an optional audio file available to every student who submitted a piece of coursework. More recently, I've tended to use the iAnnotate app. I really like the iAnnotate app and its functionality on the iPad platform. And in particular, what it allows you to do is to embed audio comments in specific parts of the document. It then outputs that as an enhanced PDF file. Unfortunately, although I do think this is a great use of technology, it's not been particularly popular with my students, because essentially it requires them to be on a PC with access to speakers or headphones. It requires, I guess they would say, too much effort on their part to follow the individual annotations, to click on the individual icons and to get that information. So legibility or intelligibility more generally is really important to them, but going to the trouble of clicking on individual links was not something they welcome. So I would have individual comments where required and a summary at the end, and that was regarded by the majority of students, has to be said, as too much like hard work. Without the kind of positive return one would hope for on an approach like that, I'm frankly now disinclined to continue with it. So I do have the option of providing complimentary audio feedback. I do so very much when I'm supervising project students. I tend to record the entire group meeting and make that material available to them, but I've actually rowed back a little bit on audio feedback, because the effort involved was actually proving, if anything, counterproductive. I hope these comments are useful to the community, and I look forward to hearing other people's experience. Thank you.